What's got County Executive Rob Astorino talking?
Find out with Conversations with Rob Astorino.
Live the first Friday of every month between 8 and 9 a.m.
Hosted by Lisa Wexler on Westchester Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lisa Wexler, and we are here live on Facebook Live and on Westchester Talk Radio at the El Dorado Diner in Elmsford, New York, with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Lisa. I love the El Dorado.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too. Well, this place has been around so long. I spent around at least as long as 1987, because when I lived in Irvington, we ate here all the time.
Oh, really?
It's been here a long time. Yeah.
Got in your car when you got...
Yeah.
And this is where you went?
No, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, 87. I was about 17 then.
Late night milkshakes, mm-hmm. Burgers.
El Dorado Diner. It's a great diner. We had a wonderful breakfast.
Yes, and Jimmy, the owner, and Kathy, the manager, they're wonderful people.
They are. Really wonderful hospitality. And as long as we're talking about why we're here at Westchester Talk Radio. We are produced by Shark Creative. We're made possible by a bunch of wonderful sponsors here in Westchester County, including Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and J.P. McHale Pest Management, as well as Northeast Environmental. So let's get right into it. This is our summer special, Rob Astorino. So much to talk about and always so little time. Let me get into first, what is the Uber Thumbs Up campaign that I was just reading about?
Oh, this was an interesting one. We had, of course, Uber and Lyft and other ride-sharing companies are very popular, right? You get the app.
I love them. I've got their apps on my iPhone.
Yeah, you order up a car quick. It comes within 2 minutes. You follow the little dot on your GPS, and there it is.
And it's like having a private driver.
It is. And generally speaking, the cars are clean. The drivers are clean cut, so you don't have anything to worry. However, so let me explain what the law in New York is and what they did, which really left us in a bind. So under the state law, these ride-sharing companies were not permitted. And so they would kind of negotiate locally to come in. Now, New York City several years ago negotiated with Uber and Lyft and required them to fall under the Taxi and Limousine Commission in New York City, which regulates the taxis, the for hires, and these ride-sharing companies. They agreed. And as part of that, the background checks required fingerprinting for all of the drivers.
Okay.
Which, according to law enforcement, is generally like the gold standard. Because fingerprinting, if you had an alias, it's still going to catch you if you committed a crime in the past. Or it puts you in the database in the future, just in case. So if you're Joe Blow, and then you go with a record, and then you go to apply, and you say, I'm Joe Blowette, and they do a public search for Joe Blowette, all of a sudden it comes up clean. However, if fingerprint was done, it's going to come back no matter what into the FBI database. So it was good enough for New York City, and of course they capitulated and said yes. The state law is passed, and it does not require fingerprinting anywhere in New York.
Why did the state law, why? In other words, why was the exception made for everything?
Lobbied, number one.
By Uber itself.
By Uber and Lyft. And they, in fairness, have their own background checks that they do.
Okay.
We think, and our law enforcement thought, that it's not the best. It's good, but it's not the best. And as I just mentioned, a public data search is different than fingerprinting that links anyone under that fingerprint clearly to specifically to an alias. So we have three buckets basically in Westchester. We have a taxi and limousine commission, but the T is really non-existent. We in the county do not regulate taxi companies. Those are done locally.
Okay.
By the communities.
Okay.
So if you're in White Plains will...
Typically by the train station.
Correct.
Yeah.
But each village, perhaps, some require fingerprinting, some don't.
Because okay.
Because, you go to the local police department and it's Charlie who's lived in your community for 30 years, so Charlie's okay, so Charlie can drive the cab. So that's kind of regulated, but not really. The livery companies like limousines, the town cars, those are strictly drug tested, background checks with regard to fingerprinting, and those are regulated by Westchester's Taxi and Limousine Commission.
Okay.
Then the third bucket is these ride sharing, which now fall under the state law under the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Oh.
And in their regulations, they said, you do not have to do fingerprinting. By the way, you do your own background checks and just certify to us that you've done them.
When you say you, meaning Uber as a company.
Correct. So there have obviously been incidents around the country.
Right.
Our concern was safety.
You know, okay.
If my daughter or my wife is going to get into a car late at night, either coming home from someplace or coming off the train, I want to make sure that that driver is the best.
And just to apples to apples, when you would get into more medallion cab, mm-hmm. historically, you would always know that that person had some kind of a background check, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Certainly in New York City.
Certainly in New York City.
And in Westchester.
It was patchwork. Patchwork, yeah. You're saying.
So you've got three buckets, and they're all different. And so Uber and Lyft did not want to fall under, and there was an opt-out in the state law which permitted any county that had an existing taxi and limousine commission.
I see.
It was only Westchester, Nassau, Suffolk. New York City had their own rules, and they redid it. And any city with over 100,000. So that limited it too, but it included Yonkers. So theoretically, Westchester could have opted out of the state law and forced Uber and Lyft and these other companies to fall under our regulations, which required background checks and drug testing. Uber and Lyft said, if you do that, we're not doing business in Westchester. We're going to shut the app off, and we're not going to do business in Westchester. Now, that happened in Austin, Texas.
I know. I was in Austin recently.
The voters of Austin said, if you don't,
goodbye.
Yeah, if you don't do background checks, goodbye.
Goodbye.
So they left.
And it was, and their place was taken, incidentally. I was just in Austin by a new company that said, you know what, our drivers have to be fingerprinted.
Absolutely.
Done and done.
Absolutely. And you know what, people don't necessarily care as long as the car comes and the service is good. But the state of Texas overrode with a state law, did not require, so they're back in Austin. So the big issue for Uber and Lyft was Nassau, Westchester, and Yonkers, we were all talking about whether we should opt out, and if we did it, we would do it together. That's a market now of over 2.5 million people. And our argument was, look, we're contiguous with New York City. Nobody knows the difference of where the border starts and ends between, let's say, you know, Yonkers and Riverdale.
Right, Bronx and Pelham.
Yeah. So, and why should their drivers have the highest security and we don't? So we had a lot of negotiations, of course. Then Uber went on the attack with these attack ads on radio and in the mail against me and others. We negotiated, and so we understood that it's a service that we want, that's used, it's liked. So we came to an agreement with Uber and Lyft. And the agreement was that we weren't going to opt out, but we were going to ask them to voluntarily, and we created a database, it's the first in the country, we will create a database. So for any driver who wants to apply to these companies, including taxi companies, anyone, you can come in, get fingerprinted. It's $75. Driver pays it. You get the results back in 2-3 days. And obviously, if you're clean, we're gonna put your name in that database that you've been given the thumbs up by law enforcement in Westchester. So you're the best of the best. We're gonna give you a decal that's gonna go on your car. And we've asked Uber, and they're gonna look into the technology of for those drivers in Westchester that they could have the thumbs up on the icon.
I see. Oh, that would be good.
Which would be very good.
That would be really good.
We reached an agreement that I think worked for everybody. It also brought out the issue.
It's like the restaurant disclosures, too, when you see the A.
Yeah.
It is.
Or the Better Business
Bureau
sticker, right?
Right.
So we brought this issue out. People were scratching their heads and said, wow, I didn't know that they didn't have to be fingerprinted. It's going to put more pressure on Uber and Lyft, and I think this is a kind of a program that could catch attention around the country. So we'll see. We've just started it. We do have drivers already coming in voluntarily to be fingerprinted. So it was a good compromise. The state left us in a almost an unwinnable situation.
Would you have wanted the state to have said it was good enough for New York City? That's going to have to be the rule for Westchester County, for everybody.
Why should there be a difference? Why should somebody in Rochester or in Mamaroneck not have the same security that somebody in the five boroughs has? It doesn't make sense. So anyway, so we are going to continue. And by the way, they rushed the law so much, they forgot to include level one sex offenders as not being permitted to be a driver. And they had to go back after we caught this, and Suffolk and Nassau caught this, they had to go back and amend the law quickly to do that. And yet they still did not include fingerprinting.
Well, you know, there's more news on this. I'm Lisa Wexler, and we're chatting. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the El Dorado Diner here in Elmsford with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. 2 days ago, the New York Times did a huge front-page story on the fact that New York State has allowed, not exactly sure who's exactly to blame, but New York State is part of the blame, Uber particularly to blame. They've diverted millions of dollars from these New York City cab drivers. Did you see this piece? Millions and millions of dollars.
The medallion cost? Because the cost of a medallion...
No, Uber, in taking the money from Uber drivers, took it from the wrong pocket. And it has something to do with New York State taxes that were improperly collected from Uber drivers coming out of their own pockets. And it's a huge scandal, because it shows once again how things are not being managed properly. Only this time it hurt the little guy. It actually hurt the Uber driver.
Well, I was concerned, and the taxi cab companies were vehemently opposed. The livery companies were vehemently opposed because they're like, wait a minute, we fall under these heavy regulations, which, by the way, they don't mind because they know they're getting drivers who have cleared everything, who are going to be representing the company, which keeps insurance rates down, all that stuff. So the taxi cab companies and drivers were protesting outside our building because they didn't want it. They wanted us to opt out.
I see. Oh, you're really between a rock and a hard place there.
But it's not our... First of all, we were left this awful hand by the state, okay? So it's not our job to tell the market what to do, to tell the consumer what to do. It's our job to inform the consumer and to have as much of a level playing field as we can have. The state preempted, and so, you know, we're left in this situation. But hopefully the taxi cab companies, you know, we've heard from a lot of people that, wait, you know, when I'm calling a cab, I don't necessarily like the service. So it's now incumbent upon the taxi companies to...
Get better.
You know, and I don't want anyone hurt. I hope they do a good job. And
well, Uber wouldn't have been so successful, Rob Astorino, if it didn't fill an enormous demand.
Exactly. And Lyft.
Lyft
is the little one.
Lyft is the one that's on my phone, actually.
Yeah, and they
like
a lot
Lyft.
Of upside.
Yeah.
You know, Uber as a
company. And they don't have, I was going to say, they don't have the baggage lift of the Silicon Valley nonsense that's been going on.
Yeah.
So, all right, Rob, so it is summertime,
yep,
and it is July. Can you give us a little bit of a window into some of the great recreational opportunities in Westchester County, maybe an overview for people who are listening of kinds of parks that we may not obviously know about? I know there's a new pool in Sprain, off the Sprain book.
Yeah, Sprain Ridge Pool.
Sprain Ridge Pool.
When I first got in 2010, the pool was just falling apart, decrepit, massive leaks.
What town?
That is technically in Yonkers. It's literally right on the border with Greenberg.
Okay.
And Jackson Avenue really is the dividing line there. So we had a big decision to make because the board, when I got there, wanted to put about $15 million into it to make it an aquatics center pool. They just spent $20 million at Tibbetts to make an aquatics.
Where's Tibbetts?
In Yonkers.
Okay.
And it's nice. I mean, Tibbetts is, you know, lazy pool, lazy river. They've got the slide and all that. It's nice for kids and everything, but at Sprain Ridge, they had a big competition pool, lap pool, and they had a wading pool for the kids, which got down to maybe 3 feet deep. We were in the middle of an economic crisis, and we were just trying to keep the patient alive, basically, and so that was not on the first things to do. So we shelved everything, and then we had to deal with the board because the vision that they wanted was not the vision that I thought was proper for that pool. We should just get back to what it was. And so, you know, we discussed for several years. The idea kind of got dropped, and then it got brought up again in around 2013 or 14. And we decided to go ahead to do it. Well, it's now, you know, we had to do it in two phases because the total cost was about $17 million.
It is going to be that high. Wow.
And there's a wow. There's a charter issue in the county that anything over $10 million for a project has to go to a public referendum for approval.
Is that right?
So, you know, this whole time that we were getting political pressure, our fault, I said, okay, wait a minute. We can put it up for a referendum if you'd like. and it will lose 90-10 if you want to do that. Or, and the city of Yonkers was screaming and yelling to fix it, with our money, of course. I said, if you desperately want it, because it's basically a Yonkers pool, you get some people from Greenberg, and we just put a ton of money into Tibbetts and Yonkers. I said, well, if you want it, we'll deed it over to you. You take the pool, you run it, and you fix it. And all of a sudden...
No, not so much.
No, not our money. So, you know, we had to deal with all those kind of issues, but we broke it up into two phases. So the first one was $7.7 million. We fixed the pool. It opened on July 4th. The second phase will be done for board approval this month or next. The work should be done.
And what will it end up being? It won't be this aquatic center.
$16, $17 million.
Right.
The other pool that we have to do, the competition lap pool, has to be completely redone.
I see.
You know,
it's a lot of money. No.
In addition, we the whole idea with turning Playland over to the private sector was to get out of all this long-term debt and all of this expenses and to maybe one day actually make a profit. Well, the pool at Playland is an absolute mess. It is leaking like crazy. Structurally underneath, it's a total mess. And so our idea was, and the new company said, look, we don't need a pool. You've got a beach 10 steps away. And
the people wanted it, though. Isn't there going to be a new pool in the new Rye Playland?
So here's what happened. First of all, the people. You talk about not a lot of people, and we already have other pools.
How about the loud people?
Well, yeah. But is it our responsibility to build pools everywhere? It's really not, especially when you have communities along the shore that have their own. And I'm not talking about the private clubs. I'm talking about, you know, public pools, plus you have the beach. And so this was an area where we would close the pool, we would cover it up, it would be public dining or an area that could actually make money for Playland, public access, and you still have the beach. So, you know, a couple legislators, because they swam there when they were kids, of course, not their money, and the board, I recommended that we close it, so did the private company, and the board, of course, didn't know what to do, so they couldn't have the votes either way. So it sat there for about a year with no decision. And eventually, they voted. And I said, look, whatever way you vote, I'm not going to block it. Let's just move on, whatever we do. I didn't sign it, though. I let it become law without my signature. Because they passed it 15-2 to spend what will end up being...
You didn't sign it?
...million dollars.
So when you don't sign it, it becomes law?
If after 10 days I don't veto it, it becomes law.
So you didn't veto it either?
I told them, I said, whatever... Eventually, whatever you do here, we'll let go because we'll be at a stalemate.
So you didn't want it to have your name on it, but you didn't want to go to the wall for it either. You didn't want to go to real war over it.
It was
okay.
Basically 9-8.
But by not signing it, you were not signing it to make the point that you just didn't want your name on this? Is that why?
I didn't necessarily approve of this, but I wasn't going to stop it.
Okay. We're chatting with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, broadcasting live from the El Dorado Diner. And this is made possible for you by Shark Creative, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Durante Rentals. You like Durante?
Durante.
Oh, Durante. Is that how you pronounce it? See, if you had spelled it D-U-R-A-N-T-E. What is Auntie? Name? Durante.
Auntie. Who says my Auntie?
Auntie. Durante. I thought that's why it's an A-U-N.
Oh, A-U-N-T.
If you just, you should have just left it as D-U-R, like, because then I would know Jimmy Durante. That's how I would have said it, Jimmy Durante, the way it was spelled. J.B. McHale, Pest Management, Northeast Environmental. All right, listen, and you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app. I want to talk to you a little bit about someone who's always been a really good friend. You guys have been really fond of each other, admiring of each other, and that, of course, is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
I'd like to talk about the trifecta. We got Christie, Cuomo, and de Blasio. All three this week, within the week, have shown their colors, have disgraced public officials everywhere with their actions, and all three should be thrown out of office.
Chris Christie was a let him eat cake moment, but of course it's really let me eat the cake. And that's Chris Christie. And just in case you have been on a beach someplace, the news came out that on July 4th, Chris Christie, literally the day before, said to the taxpayers of New Jersey, we can't afford to keep the state park beaches open, so you can't come here. But some beautiful reporter from the Newark Star-Ledger on a helicopter saw that Chris Christie and his family were alone on a beach.
Well, they said they were going to the beach.
They were alone on a beach. No one else allowed on the beach. Just the emperor and his wife. And the kids. And then he claimed he didn't get tanned. Did you see all of this nonsense? And anyway, he was caught because somebody said, is that him? Yes. And they took a picture of him. And there he was alone on the beach. And he was defiant. And he was obnoxious. And many people believe it's emblematic of a certain style of governing right now. And it's very, very troubling to the average person.
It turns me off to no end. And, you know, okay, so let's talk about all three. So, Christie, they had a legitimate budget impasse. That I understand. You see what's going on in Illinois right now.
I did.
$14 billion in unpaid bills. No. 2 years without a budget. And the Democrats, again, one of the highest taxed, worst business states in the world, want to even make it worse by having more and more taxes thrown on. So Governor Rauner, who got in 3 years ago, said no. Now, he doesn't have the votes to override. And so they've been at a stalemate. Because he has refused to increase taxes and wanted some reforms, which the Democrats didn't want to do. So they've been at a stalemate. I think they just passed.
They did last night. Last night.
He's going to veto.
Oh, is that right?
The question is whether or not.
Because the headline last night around 6 o'clock was first budget passed in 2 years in Illinois.
Okay. So, dysfunction there. Now you get to Jersey, which is a basket case financially as well.
And his approval rating in the teens, lowest in history.
Yes. And, you know, if you have a budget passed for the right reasons, his whole thing was he wanted to take surplus money from Blue Cross Blue Shield Horizon and use it. And they were saying, wait, you're not raiding ours and you know all this other stuff.
Rainy day fund for healthcare, very nervous about where healthcare is going to be.
So they had a legitimate, I guess, budget impasse. That's fine. So now, why would you have to close the beaches? And here's my thing, okay? If I were the governor there, what I would say is, okay, the beaches will be open. There will be no lifeguards because we can't pay them. There will be no one collecting the parking passes because we can't pay them. But it's a public beach.
It's a public beach.
So
belongs to the
go,
public.
Go.
Go to the beach.
But there will be no lifeguards and swim at your own risk. Folks, you're adults. Be adults. Same thing with the park. Walk a passive park. I mean, this is the nonsense where government actually, how much did it cost to put people on there to make sure people didn't get in?
Isn't it terrible?
I mean, it's insane. It's the same thing, the nonsense they did in D.C. that Obama pulled, all, you know, fencing around all the monuments. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Seriously. It's public land. Let it continue to be public. And what did we do, God forbid, what did we do decades ago when the government wasn't into every little thing?
We went to the beach. And by the way, we brought our dogs.
Yeah, well, yes. So this was all, in some respect, for show, and it cost. They didn't have to do that. But his arrogance.
Arrogance, that's the point, Rob.
Beyond belief.
Beyond.
And then he got caught in a lie. And it's just, you know, it's emblematic of really his fall. And his fall, just like many of them, is because of
arrogance, without question.
And their vanity. So mm-hmm. Now go to the D words, of vanity. Let's talk about Cuomo for a second.
Okay.
Not far from the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Right. And it will be, we can almost look at it from here at the El Dorado Diner. We can almost see it.
So, no discussion whatsoever in public. So here's how phony they are, and here's how they concocted this. Denny Farrell, an assemblyman since 1970, talk about term limits, 1970, they were at a meeting at the governor's mansion about the budget talks. So just off the cuff, in a meeting with senators and assemblymen, he said, hey, we should rename the Tappan Zee Bridge for your dad. Mm-hmm. And the governor said, I never thought of that. And the next day there was a bill that was pushed by the Senate, the Republican Senate, to rename the bridge after his father. And a message of necessity by the governor, meaning this is so urgent, so time sensitive, that we've got to skip all the other rules, that the public has to see it and be able to debate it. It's got to be at least 3 days for the legislature to read it and understand it. It is so important. We need to do this right now. And the Senate went along. The Republican Senate went along.
They did. They did. I saw the vote. I think only one or two people dissented.
Senator from here voted against it.
Yeah.
Good for him. But Mario Cuomo has zilch. I mean, nothing to do with the building of the Tappan Zee Bridge, the original one, the new one, no connection to Westchester or Rockland whatsoever. Other than that, he was the governor. And if you wanted to honor him, find something in Queens.
Well, it's a V. It's a V vanity thing.
No, it's about Cuomo getting his last name on the bridge.
Oh.
Think about it.
Okay.
It's not the Mario Cuomo.
Okay.
It's the Cuomo Bridge.
Oh, I see.
And we will all be reminded of why we hate the Cuomos.
Oh.
When the taxes for that bridge and the tolls for that bridge go to about $15 in a year. So I will be always called the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah, I think we'll have to see which name really sticks. It'll be interesting because
Robert F. Kennedy Bridge.
I was going to say, it's the Triborough, and everybody calls it the Triborough, and it's still the Triborough. At least for New Yorkers, it will always be the Triborough. So you never know. I mean, there's a Jackie Robinson Parkway someplace. It's still the Van Wyck as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So,
but this is exactly what's wrong with politics. It really and truly is.
Yeah.
It's really, really
well, what I thought was interesting is, you know, I have a daily radio show. Mm-hmm. And I saw a headline that day in which a poll was taken for the Daily Voice, which does a lot of local publications. And the amount of people, when they were asked whether they wanted the bridge to be named the Cuomo Bridge, it was like in the teens. It was less than 20% of the people that
public debate. It wouldn't have been.
And then you saw within 45 minutes later, it was passed and done.
They were floating the Pete Seeger Bridge, which I totally would be against anyway. But at least the guy was on the Hudson River.
Pete Seeger.
Tappan Zee Bridge.
Honestly, I could see Pete Seeger. I could see naming it after Pete Seeger. He lived in, Beacon his whole life.
Yeah.
He was committed to the beauty and the health of the Hudson River. I could have seen that.
Well, that's what I said. At least
and he's a great American artist. Great American artist. Totally, a big connection.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like it to be just called the Tappan Zee? Where did Tappan Zee come from, anyway?
It was Native American and Dutch.
Okay. I mean, is there any mountain range named after Tappan Zee?
No.
Is it anything?
Tappan Indians.
Tappan Indians.
Z
means C or something for in Dutch. I forget what it means.
Okay.
But that's the connection because that's who was here. So Cuomo stole from the Native Americans.
You know, it's just so interesting the way he told everybody in the newspapers that it was as a result of a casual conversation. I mean.
But they think we're that dumb. I once had a guy.
Well.
He's a Westchester politician, who said to me, it didn't matter when he kept putting his family members on the payroll and would do all these things because they would take the hit one day in the paper, but they would have a pension for life. And that's how this guy thinks. That's how Cuomo thinks. That's how all these guys think. Take the hit for a day. It doesn't matter. And that's really what's wrong.
That is. No, that's very profound.
So now we can go to the...
Yeah, let's go to de Blasio in Germany.
De Blasio in Germany. So you've got an NYPD officer familiar, who was assassinated.
48 years old, mother of three.
48 years old. You had yesterday the NYPD graduation ceremony. And this guy, de Blasio, leaves for Germany unexpectedly to go protest at the G20 summit where there are riots against capitalism, okay? In the capitalist city
of the world. Of the world.
New York City. And this guy is going to Germany to protest the G20 leaders, including the president.
You can't make it up. And you wonder who he thinks he's impressing.
He's impressing the far left base that thinks this is the most wonderful thing in the world. It is. Do your job. It is insane.
Do your job.
Insane. You want to make a statement?
Do your job.
Do it from City Hall. That's fine. And get back to work. You want to go to Germany on taxpayer dollars so you can go there and protest with all the other lunatics in the world who hate our country? Think about what they're protesting. They hate our country. They hate our way of life. And you're going to lead the charge?
You have the luxury of doing that because you live in this country.
It's scary where the world is going, or at least some of the world that we live in.
Also, de Blasio, this week it came out that the $2 million or so that he needed to spend to defend himself against allegations of campaign improprieties, he had originally said he would not put on the taxpayer dole, but now he said, no, I have to. I have to have the taxpayers pay for it. I think it's only fair.
Nobody knew about it?
Done.
Done.
He just makes a decision.
Yep.
Yeah, so we do. We've got a lot of politicians in office that are...
You know what it is?
It's really more like do as I say, not as I do.
Well, it's definitely that. But it's also, they have such contempt for the people that they represent.
Clearly.
They really think that the people that voted them into office are stupid and that they don't care and that they're going to get away with it. And you know what? Sometimes they do get away with it. Sometimes they don't. But they're almost willing to take the chance because it almost doesn't matter to them.
So let's talk about Donald Trump. He's the big honcho. He's in the White House.
The speech yesterday
mm-hmm.
in Poland,
yeah.
whether you heard it or not, I would ask everyone to read a transcript of the speech. And if you just put that speech without when it was said or who said it in front of anybody, they'll probably sit there and say, wow, that was a great speech. Then you attach Donald Trump's name to it, and all of a sudden half the people say, oh my God, that's the worst, I hate him. The speech was very, very good. And it really talked about not just America and what we stand for, but the West itself, and how we're all kind of losing because we're not standing up fighting the de Blasios of the world who are going to march in Germany against us. And it's really an us versus them. And we've seen this in history where socialism crept in, fascism crept, not the fascism that these loonies in the city are screaming about, because it's not fascism. How would it be fascism if you've got a president who's been rebuked by Congress? In other words, they haven't passed the laws that he's wanted, that a constitution and a judge and judges have pushed back when they thought, and the system has worked. That's not fascism. Germany was fascism. Italians with Mussolini, fascism. Where one person, look at Venezuela, what's happening. They're on bread lines. They're rioting. They're getting beaten up in Congress. That is where countries head if people don't stand up. And this is what's happening. And that's one of the things he talked about yesterday. But he also talked about our bond with Poland and what they've gone through and the West and all these things. It was actually a very good speech. I don't care who said it. If Obama had said that, if George Bush or Clinton had said that, I would have said the same thing. Wonderful speech.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the problem that Donald Trump has now is that his own baggage in saying words is that he gets to be accused of hypocrisy half the time. And that's a problem. That's a problem. It's a problem when people say words and there isn't a trustworthiness and integrity behind the speaker who says them. It's a problem for the people who are hearing them. They can't hear them with the same open-minded attitude towards the words.
Well, look, his whole Twitter war with MSNBC's Morning Joe crew.
Your Westchester County residents,
yes,
Mika
yes.
and Joe.
Stupid. Totally beneath the office.
And squanders his credibility.
And looks like it was crazy, okay? But Mika and Joe are just as bad to fire back with a Cheerios box with little hands. And, you know, so all...
But they're in the media. But they're in the media.
All three are like little children. You've got MSNBC, CNN. They should just not respond at all and do their job. In fact, they are responding in a very partisan way, getting into these fights, which, by the way, is great for their own business. Think about it. Look at the numbers at MSNBC.
The ratings were the highest. They got 1.7 million households the day after.
So they all love it. They all want this fight to continue. So let's just stop the hypocrisy and the holier than thou stuff. They are all benefiting from this fight.
Rob Astorino, we're going to have to come back next month with another edition, a summertime edition. But for people who are listening, we're broadcasting live from the El Dorado Diner here in Elmsford. I'm Lisa Wexler. You are listening to Westchester Talk Radio. Rob, what's the website, the best website where people can find out fun things to do in the summer? Tonight, for example, I don't want to leave without reminding our listeners that tonight is a screening under the star at Kensico Dam, which should be a lot of fun. The Secret Life of Pets. So if you want to get out there, that's a beautiful public space.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
We just had almost 25,000 people there for the fireworks.
Wow. Did it go off well?
They all went off. All the shells went off up in the air.
Did it? Without a hitch, huh? Beautiful.
Yes,
it was a beautiful July 4th.
It was
a beautiful July
3rd,
4th. Okay.
Which was a spectacular night. July 4th was spectacular. It was really...
So the screenings Under the Stars is part of a series, I guess, at Kensico Tab this summer.
Yep. And, of course, Westchester Talk Radio leads the way with this. So it's a really nice night for families to come out with their kids. And you put the blankets down, you bring your picnic, and, you know, around 8:30 when it gets dark, you have a great
time.
Like the old drive-in movie theater.
I know.
I remember those growing up.
And westchestercounty.gov is a website where everybody can find...
Westchestergov.com.
Perfect. And we're going to do something with Acorda, Accorda Therapeutics and the Accorda Scientific Excellence Award will do a gathering to celebrate those winners also. Rob Astorino, Westchester County Executive, thank you for joining us this morning live from the El Dorado Diner. I'm Lisa Wexler. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With seven metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
What's got County Executive Rob Astorino talking?
Find out with Conversations with Rob Astorino.
Live the first Friday of every month between 8 and 9 a.m.
Hosted by Lisa Wexler on Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative. Get sold on hold.
Thank you.
you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.